Good morning, everyone. Today is the 13th of July, 2020, Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well this week. God's people are chosen before creation. God's people are chosen before creation. And I don't know if you've ever heard it put like this or not, but God gives you permission to give Him permission. God gives you permission to give Him permission. What does it say in Psalm 110? He will make you willing in the day of His power. Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel. But not in truth nor in righteousness, for they call themselves of the holy city, and they stay themselves upon the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is His name. I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth. I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Because I knew that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is an iron sinew, and thy brow brass. I have even from the beginning declared it to thee. Before it came to pass, I showed it thee, lest thou should say, mine idol hath done them. My graven image and my molten image hath commanded them. Thou hast heard, see all this, and will I not yet declare it? I have showed thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. They are created now, not from the beginning, even before the day when thou heardest them. Not lest thou should say, behold, I knew them. Yea, thou heardest not, yea, thou knewest not. Yea, from that time that thine ear was not open, for I knew that thou wouldst deal very treacherously, and was called a transgressor from the womb. For my name's sake will I defer mine anger, and for my praise will I refrain from thee, that I cut thee not off. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. For mine own sake, even for mine own sake, will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another. You know, there's a lot in this passage of Scripture here in Isaiah. A lot in it. People want to take credit for themselves. They want to give credit to their culture. They want to give credit to their traditions. They want to give credit to their families, to their education, to their seminary degrees, to their titles. But God says, I will not give my glory to another. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called, I am He. I am the first, I also am the last. Mine hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth. A lot of people are trying to say that just came out of, spontaneously generated out of nothing. My hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens. When I called unto them, they stand up together. All ye assemble yourselves, and hear which amongst them hath declared these things. The Lord hath loved him. He will do his pleasure on Babylon. One of these days, Babylon is going to fall. and his arms shall be on the Chaldeans. I, even I, have spoken, yea, I have called him. I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Come ye near unto me, ye hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord God and his Spirit has sent me. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldst go. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments. Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Thy seed also had been as the sand, and the offspring of thy boughs like the gravel thereof. His name should not have been cut off, nor destroyed from before me. Go ye forth of Babylon, flee ye from the Chaldeans, with the voice of singing, declare ye, tell this, utter, even to the end of the earth. Say ye, the Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. Doesn't have anything to do with free will. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. God did it all, friend. You didn't have any part or parcel in it. And if you actually believe that you did have any part or parcel in it, you're deceived. The lies of free will, you do not control your own destiny. You don't control your own destiny. God is the controller of all things. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got the little baby in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. The Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob, and they thirsted not when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He clave the rock also, and the waters gushed out. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Isaiah 48:1-22. You're listening this morning and you want to proclaim that you have a free will, go to the 48th chapter of Isaiah and read it. That's my exhortation and admonition to you this morning. Go to the 48th chapter of Isaiah and read it. The prophet Isaiah said it much better than I could ever say it. God does not love everyone. In contradistinction to what you've been taught your whole life. But he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. The elect are called from the womb. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people from far. The Lord hath called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. No wonder my mom had such a troubled time having me. She liked to die having me. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me. And made me a polished shaft. In his quiver hath he hid me. And said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for naught, and in vain, yet surely my judgment is with the Lord. Have you ever felt that way? Ever felt like you did all this stuff? And how many jobs have you had? How many places have you lived? How many things have you done? Like Solomon, have you ever felt like vanity, vanity, all is vanity? But for God's elect, our judgment is with God. And now saith the Lord that formed me from the womb to be a servant, to bring Jacob again to him, Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. And he said, It is a light thing that thou shouldst be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles. Jesus Christ was the light of the world to the Gentiles and to all of his remnant from every tongue, every people, and every nation. But it was a remnant. That thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, his Holy One, to him whom man despiseth, to him whom the nation abhorreth, to a servant of rulers. Why do they abhor Christ? Why do they despise Christ? Because he is the King of kings and Lord of lords, and they're in rebellion against the King of kings and Lord of lords. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of the Lord that is faithful and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, in a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoner, Go forth to them that are in darkness. Show yourselves, they shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the springs of water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far and low, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thy children shall make haste, thy destroyers, and they that made thee waste shall go forth of thee. Lift up thine eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to thee. As I live, saith the Lord, thou shalt surely clothe thee with them all, as with an ornament, and bind them on thee as a bride doth. For thy waste and thy desolate places in the land of thy destruction shall even now be too narrow by reason of the inhabitants, and they that swallowed thee up shall be far away. The children which thou shalt have after thou hast lost the other shall say again in thine ears, The place is too strait for me, give place to me that I may dwell. Then shalt thou say in thine heart, Who hath begotten me these, seeing I have lost my children, and am desolate, a captive, and removing to and fro? And who hath brought up these? Behold, I was left alone, these. Where had they been? Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders, and kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their faces toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. For they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith the Lord, Even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine, and all flesh shall know that I am the Lord. And thy Savior, and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Isaiah chapter 49. The dichotomy that the prophet Isaiah is showing is a clear, distinct, and irrefutable fact that God has an eternal love, and that his love is from eternity past to eternity future, and nothing can alter that love, and is unchanging and is particular to his people. In the 50th chapter of Isaiah, we find the representation of Christ as the one who suffered in our stead and was the only one that could actually redeem his people. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea, I make the rivers a wilderness, their fish stinketh, because there's no water, and dieth for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. Speaking of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let them come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. Isaiah 50, verses 2 through 11. What a marvelous, timely word for all of God's people today. That Jesus has suffered in our stead. He was the perfect sacrifice, the Lamb of God. He reconciled us to God. He became our righteousness, and we look to Christ as our only hope of eternal salvation. In Isaiah 51, the prophet again shows us that there is no other place for us to rest but in the completed work of Christ. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you, for I have called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner, but my salvation shall be forever. And my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revelings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like a wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which hath dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldst be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass? And forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that hath stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundation of the earth, and hast feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as it were ready to destroy? And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. But I am the Lord thy God that delivered the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, Thou art my people. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, which is drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of fury. Thou hast drunken the dregs of the cup of trembling and wrung them out. There is none to guide her among all the sons whom she hath brought forth, neither is there any that taketh her by the hand of all the sons that she hath brought up. These two things are come unto thee, who shall be sorry for thee? Desolation and destruction, and the famine and the sword. By whom shall I comfort thee? Thy sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets as a wild bull in a net. They are full of fury of the Lord, the rebuke of thy God. Therefore hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus saith thy Lord, the Lord, and thy God, that pleadeth thy cause of his people. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again, but I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, Bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. Isaiah 51, 1 through 23. What it must have been like to live during the time that our Lord was crucified, and to have viewed him riding the week before into Jerusalem on a donkey, with the masses of people crying out, Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, and then a few days later to see the same man mocked and a crown of thorns placed on his head and him paraded before the people in shame, and then to see him crucified between two thieves must have been a shock to many people. But it must have been even more of a shock when he rose from the dead and over 500 people witnessed that he had risen from the dead. Well, he is victorious. If you're in the doldrums this morning and you're downhearted, read the 48th through the 51st chapters of Isaiah and you will be encouraged. You might want to read Isaiah 40 also. Comfort ye my people, saith the Lord. Well, we've been working through this book, God Does Not Love Everyone, But He Does Love His Elect from Everlasting to Everlasting. We're ready now, next time, for chapter 10. We've worked through 9 chapters. And I hope that this has been edifying and blessing to you this morning. May the good Lord be with you this week, is my prayer. God bless.